From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. There are various progress reports on the Iran nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that substantial progress had been made toward ensuring that Iran's nuclear program would not lead to weapons development. However, he said important gaps still stood in the way of an agreement. Speaking in Luzon after a week of nuclear talks with Iran in Switzerland, Kerry said that the U.S. was not rushing for an agreement, even as a March 31st deadline loomed for a framework agreement.
This has been a 2.5 year or more process. But we recognize that fundamental decisions have to be made now, and they don't get any easier as time goes by. It is time to make hard decisions. We want the right deal that would make the world, including the United States and our closest allies and partners, safer and more secure. And that is our test.
Kerry then departed for London to meet with European allies before he returns to Washington. The talks between Iran on one side and the United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany on the other are expected to resume in Switzerland next week. Meanwhile, Iranian state TV aired comments by the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, as saying that his country has so far shown enough flexibility in negotiations with world powers over Iran's nuclear program, and that the other side of the talk should make a final decision. Rouhani said a final accord that would benefit Iran, region, and the world was, however, possible. More on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Soldiers from Chad say they have found more than 100 bodies in a mass grave in the Nigerian town of Damasak after helping to liberate the village from Boko Haram militants. Soldiers say some of the victims had their throats slit. They say the mass grave was found on the outskirts of town under a bridge. Witnesses say the state of the body suggests that the killings had taken place some time ago. Boko Haram Islamist militants seized Damasak near the border with Niger in November, but troops from Niger and Chad recently recaptured the town as part of a multinational effort against the militants. Sierra Leone's Bar Association says the removal of that country's vice president was unconstitutional, and it's asking the president to reinstate him. The call issued after a meeting Friday of the Sierra Leone Bar Association adds to increasing concern over President Ernest Bai Koroma's surprise firing of his vice president. The association said Koroma should have started impeachment proceedings against his vice president or asked the country's courts to decide on his removal, but in the meantime, the lawyer said he should reinstate Samuel Somsumana. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama Saturday urged Cambodian students to stay in school and take advantage of their education to demand greater freedoms and more equality, especially gender equality in their Southeast Asian country.
When girls get educated, when they learn to read and write and think, that gives them the tools to speak up and to talk about injustice and to demand equal treatment. It helps them participate in the political life of their country and hold their leaders accountable, call for change when their needs and aspirations aren't being met.
Mrs. Obama is on a 5-day trip to Asia to promote the U.S.-led education initiative, Let Girls Learn, which she and the president announced earlier this month. The community-based program to be run by the Peace Corps is meant to help get 62 million girls around the developing world back into the classroom. The foreign ministers of South Korea, China, and Japan met in Seoul Saturday for talks focused on reducing regional tensions caused by their territorial and historical disputes. The three top diplomats met after a series of bilateral meetings for the first formal talk since April of 2012. Although the three countries have strong economic ties, relations have remained frosty because of ongoing territorial disputes with China and animosity dating back to Japan's colonization of Korea and its occupation of parts of China before and during World War II. The trilateral talks are not expected to result in any tangible progress. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.